Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer. ageofthecustomer.com. Amy K. Hutchins is our guest, our good friend, great brain trust member, founder and of intelligence and intelligence activist at Amy K. International Inc. And she's the author of The Secrets Leaders Keep. Amy K., thanks again for being here. We're talking about leading. One of the things that I like to focus on here, Amy, when it comes to change, is something that I've learned from our brain trust members over the years, and that is that it's not enough just to manage change. The velocity of change is so fast these days. You got to lead change, don't you? You got to be out front, don't you?
You do. You got to lead from the edge.
So tell us about that.
Well, I think a lot of times that, you know, we'll hear, you know, find your center, you know, get grounded and whatever, and that's fine. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but it's more about taking a risk and leading from the edge. That a lot of small business owners, a lot of entrepreneurs will say, well, I'm not good enough, or I don't have enough, or, you know, I don't have all the skill sets that I need, or I don't have enough math, or I don't have enough social, or I don't have this fill in the blank. And what I say is stop with that train of thought and realize you got to go to the edge of your skill set and get in front of change and be willing to take that risk and not have it all figured out.
So that's you, though. How do you get your team to be at that level? Versatility.
When we go back, it comes back to one of those things about change, and that is that you really survive it by staying connected to what you're passionate about, what you're excited about, the skill sets that you do have, and knowing that every single person that goes through change doesn't have this master skill set, and that it's okay that you don't have it all figured out. So leverage the skills that you do. But tell people, too, we're going to need your expertise. So for instance, if I said to you at the real practical level, Jim, both you and I are going to be affected by change this year. But rather than spending my time in the story of I'm not good enough, I don't have enough, I'm not smart enough, I reach out to Jim and I say, Jim, but you have skill sets that I don't have. So let's get through this together. People who survive change the best do it in a team or a collaborative environment rather than thinking they have to be the owner, the one that does it all.
How important is it to break it into small bites, small steps? So, and tell your team, you know, folks, we're going to make mistakes. Let's make little ones. What do you think?
Absolutely. In fact, the more that you chunk it down, the better. And I even tell entrepreneurs, look, there's four phases. Know which phase of change that you're in. And there's only four. There's going to be that first, hey, change hits. Okay, we got to do what I call death and rebirth. And death and rebirth is that phase of, okay, the old way has to die because it no longer works. We got to figure out what we're going to look like in the new way and kind of reinvent ourselves. Mm-hmm. And that's an actual phase. And it's just really easy to remember, it's death and rebirth. And then there's this phase called dreaming and scheming. And this is where I kind of say it's like blue sky, blue ocean. You got to get some ideas, you got to ideate, you got to brainstorm, you got to figure out some of the things that you're going to do to be successful. And then there's this phase called the hero saga where it's like, okay, go test some of these ideas. Some of them are going to fail. And a great way to think about the hero saga is you don't go to the movies and it isn't 12 minutes long. You know, your hero is going to fail
right.
a little bit.
Right.
Your hero is going to have some obstacles. So are you. And then you will hit the promised land. And then I warn entrepreneurs, the promised land means the idea works, there's money coming in, things are going smoothly. That is a very short-lived phase. So, yes, enjoy some sunshine on the beach and then be expected for another catalytic event to come and hit you on the head.
But don't you have to have your next generation being incubated while you're about to have that celebration party? I mean, while you're celebrating, you've got to have. You can't dine out on a new addition for very long.
No, you can't, and that's part of the thing that entrepreneurs are actually. This is a blessing. So when the world changes very quickly, as an entrepreneur or a small business, your ability to adapt is easier than some of these huge cruise ship companies.
Right.
That, you know, it takes them tremendous time to turn the rudder. That's an advantage that the small business owner has. And that, yes, you have to be incubating. Yes, you have to have your next idea. But you and I just talked about the fact that that next idea could be obsolete by the time you're ready to go to market.
Mm-hmm. That's the other
thing. Doesn't mean you don't do it. It just means you have to be willing to let go of it.
That's the other thing. The process. I mean, you've got to have your... This is the leadership part to me. If you...
Yes.
You've got... Today, you've got to hire people who are willing... Who are capable of moving that fast and who are capable of understanding that... And one of the things that I tell people is it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. And if you got people
in
your,
that's actually a really great expression.
If you got people in your organization who have fallen in love, including you, maybe the founder, if you've fallen in love with how you do something and you can't get out of that, you're probably going to get run over and you won't make it. What do you think?
Well, one of the things that is important is that entrepreneurs and small business owners need to realize that you actually want to hire people that aren't, you know, cookie cutter images of you. You want people that think differently. You want diversity of thought. You want diversity of perspective and personality. And so you want that person that when the owner says, oh, my gosh, let's go conquer the world, then somebody says, well, how? Like, you're like, fine, that's you. You know?
Right,
so
right.
You want different perspectives. And I think that one of the things that is, again, kind of a quicksand trap is that we go out and we look for people that are just like us because
right.
That makes us feel secure. And that's actually not a great way to hire.
That's a mistake. Hold on to that thought, Amy Kay. We're going to come back with Amy Kay Hutchins after this break and talk a little bit more about how to lead change. She's got some more great tips for us, and that's coming up right after this break. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.